Today's shir is a schus for refuah shleimah for shalom and bracha. Today's shir is Masechet Ksuvos, daf kuf yud aleph, and we will begin on daf kuf yud amud bay, 7 lines from the bottom. Tana rabbanan, lo'olam yadur adam be'etz Yisrael. A person should always live in Etz Yisrael. Afilu be'ir shurubay ayv kachavim, even in a city which is mostly inhabited by nachrim. Vayada b'chutzlaretz, and he shouldn't live in chutzlaretz. Vafilu be'ir shurubay Yisrael, even if the city is mostly inhabited by Jews. And the Rashbam explains, because by living in chutzlaretz, you're exempting yourself from the mitzvahs of tluyos baretz. We know that so many mitzvahs that are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, very much consistent with his opinion, is of the opinion that the reason one shouldn't live in Chutz Laaretz, it should live in Eretz Yisrael, because according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, which obviously you can only fulfill by living in Eretz Yisrael. Shekar Adab Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, why? Because somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael is somebody is somebody who is considered as if he has a god, because as the Miri explains, Eretz Yisrael is a place where the Shechina is, and because that the Shechina is there, it's a place that it's much easier for one to achieve a level of Yerushimayim. So I saw the Rav Tzadik explains that people, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. But even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, people have different reasons that block them from being able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. But says Rav Tzadik, since we know that Chazal teach us that Avir the Ara Machka, that the land of Eretz Yisrael, the ear of Eretz Yisrael, makes one smart. What does it mean that Davir da Ara Machkim explains Reb Tzadik that it's much easier for one to recognize the Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid in Eretz Yisrael than in anywhere else in the world. But, explains the Sefer Avodas Pnim, that the Gemara uses the words Kladob Eretz Yisrael Doima Kimish Yesh L'kai. Why does the Gemara use the word doima? So he explains that you could have a situation where somebody is actually living in Eretz Yisrael, but he's really thinking about Chutz Laaretz all the time. And it could be vice versa as well, where somebody's actually living in Chutz Laaretz, but he's so connected to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara that Kol Adab Eretz Yisrael Doima Kimish Yesh L'kai, it's only when he's connected to Eretz Yisrael and he's thinking about Eretz Yisrael. But to live in Eretz Yisrael and think about a Chutz Laaretz is not considered an individual who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, and the Gemara proves this from a pasuk, because the pasuk says, Losis lochem Eretz Kanan, Lias lochem Elokim. A person is able to feel Hashem when he's in Eretz Yisrael. Call, ask the Gemara, but is this absolutely true? That if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you don't have Hashem. Elalai Melach. Says the Gemara, what Chazal are teaching us. Shekol hadar b'chutz laretz. Anyone who lives in chutz laretz, it's kil oivet avodas kakim. It's if he's worshipping avodah zarah. Because as we just said, that in Eretz Yisrael, we have the opportunity to feel Hashem, which we don't have in Chutz Laaretz. Says the Gemara, V'chem V'dov Hu'aymer, and says the Gemara, that's what David HaMelech said about himself. Ki gershuni hayoyim mistapech v'nachlos Hashem. When his enemies tried to chase him out of Eretz Yisrael, and when they chased him out of Eretz Yisrael from being in the place of Hashem, Lema, they said, you're living in such a place, Lema leich avoid alehim acherim. It's as if you're worshipping other as if you're worshipping other gods. Laimalach. So is that true? El Laimalach. Rather, says the Gemara, what we learn from here is that call me Shadab Laimalach, Shakal Adab Chutz Laaretz, that anyone that lives in Chutz Laaretz, says the Gemara, is Kilo Ivan Avodas Kachim, as if he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira v'kamishtam ne'ed Reb Yehuda. Reb Zeira was avoiding Reb Yehuda. The Ba l'meisik Eretz Yisrael, Reb Zeira wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Yehuda said, Kala oyla b'bavol Eretz Yisrael, if anyone moves from Bavol to Eretz Yisrael, oyva b'asei, he's violating a mitzvah asei. So the Afla asks, we just learned in our Mishnah that Hakol Malon Eretz Yisrael, that everyone should move to Eretz Yisrael. So how did Reb Yehuda interpret our Mishnah? So the Afla answers that we have to look at the words of what Reb Yehuda said. Reb Yehuda says that you shouldn't move from Bavel, which has all the yeshivas, which had all the Torah. That's when you're not allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah, said, according to Reb Yehuda, says the Afla, is speaking about people who are going from other countries. Reb Yehuda, so Reb Zeira was avoiding Reb Yehuda because he wanted to go live in Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Yehuda held that Kol Oilam Yibavol Eretz Yisrael Oiv Basay is violating a mitzvah to say. Shnem, as the pasuk says, Bavel Yavolu, that Klai Yisrael should go to Bavel, Visham Yu, and they should remain there Ad Yoyim Pagdi Yosem Nevim Hashem, that they shouldn't leave Bavel. Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira, who obviously disagreed, and Reb Zeira held that one may move to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. What does he do with this pasuk? He says, "Hu b'kli sharis ksiv." He says that that pasuk is referring to the kli sharis that were in Galus and Bavel, and they should remain in Bavel forever. So Tosfos asks that pasuk that the Gemara just quoted is a pasuk by the Churban Bayis Rishon. How do we know that this is also the halacha as Tosfos by the Churban Bayis Sheni? So Tosfos answers that it seems from the psukim that everything is connected to Galus Bavel, and that once we're in Galus Bavel, that's where we should remain. Others explain that the way the Gemara understood that this halacha is referring to both Churban Rishon and Churban Sheni because of the double lashon in the pasuk. The pasuk says Bavol Yavol v'shama Yu Ad Yoyim Pagdi Oisem. Says the Gemara of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that where does he learn that one is not allowed to move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Ksiv Kra Echrina, because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Hishbati Eschem Benos Yishlaim, B'tzvahos Obayolos Asoda, Im Ta'oiru V'im Ta'oiru V'sahava Shetachbois. That one is not allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael at Shetachbois, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that the time to move to Eretz Yisrael, for us to go to Eretz Yisrael, has come. Reb Zeira, that obviously disagreed, and Reb Zeira held that we already may move and should move to Eretz Yisrael. What is he going to do with that pasuk? Says Mar, he uses that pasuk, Ahu shloyal Yisrael b'chayma, that Klal Yisrael should not go up with force. They could go, but if it involves them going with force, that is prohibited. Another pshat that the Mashah explains that they should not rebuild the Chaimus Yerushalayim. They're not allowed to rebuild the wall of Yerushalayim. And the others explain that they're not allowed to go against the will of the nations. But if the will of the nations is that they may move to Yisrael, then they may move. Moreover, I saw that there are achronim that suggest that this entire issue is only relevant for all of Klal Yisrael as a group. But an individual may move to Eretz Yisrael even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Davni Nezer disagrees, and Davni Nezer says that he doesn't see where in the Gemara it differentiates between an individual and Chutz Laretz. But Avni Nezer very much says that if whoever is in charge of Eretz Yisrael allows us to come, then, says the Avni Nezer, this Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we may move to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda that says, how do we know this halacha, Shlayai Yisrael b'chayma, says the Gemara, Hishbati achrinik siv. The Torah used the word Hishbati another time to teach us the special Isser of Shalayalu B'chayma. Reb Zeira, what is he going to do with that second pasuk? Because he already used the first pasuk for that purpose. Answers the Gemara. Humi Baile, he says that we need that pasuk to teach us what Reb Yosef B'chanina taught us. Dama Shalosh Avo. There are three psukim in Shir Shirim that say Hishbati Eschem. Achas, to teach us this halacha Shalayal Yisrael B'chayma, as we just explained. V'ach Shishbiya Kreshbach Yisrael Shalayimridu B'umas Ha'olam, that they shouldn't rebel against the nations of the world. V'achab, Shishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oiv D'Kachavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Oiv D'Kachavim swear, Shlo Yisabdu Ben B'Yisrael Yos Medai, that even though we're in a terrible galus, they shouldn't oppress us too much. Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from one pasuk, that we're not allowed to go from Bavel to Yisrael, where will he learn these three shvuas? There aren't three psukim available for Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, Im Te'iru, Im Te'iru. One of the pasuk says, is Im Te'iru, Te'iru, to double, and according to them, there's six shvuas, not just three. Reb Zeira, so now that there's so many shvuas, what will Reb Zeira do with all of these shvuas? Answers the Gemara, B'bayle L'chev Levi. Dama, Shei shvuas halal olamu. Now that we said that there are really six shvuas, what is the point of all those six shvuas? T'losa, one is Shlayala B'chayma, Layim B'Begoyim, Layshabda Goyim as Yisrael Yos Medai, Vinoch, and now we have three more. One is Shlaygalu as Kates, that the Nevi'im are not allowed to reveal to us where Mashiach is coming. Next is Shlayechaku as Kates, the Klaisol should make sure to behave in a way that will not distance the Golus from ending. One should not explain two pshat. The one pshat is one should not explain the explanation of the reasoning for the Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is that they shouldn't explain to the Nachrim the Soid HaEber, the reason that how we decide to make a year leap year. Another pshat is we shouldn't show the Akum the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, which is so evident in the Torah. If we would show the Akum the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, they will also want to join Klal Yisrael, and we're not anxious for them to join Klal Yisrael, nor are we anxious that they should get angry at us for the special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, "Hishbati eschem b'noish Yerushalayim b'tzvokos abayalos asada." Amar b'lazo, Amar l'makarish baruch Yisrael. Karish baruch tells Klal Yisrael, "Im atem akayim sashvua, if you fulfill the shvua that we just learned, mutav fine. Mlav, if you won't fulfill the shvua, and the matter as besarchem, I will make you free for the nations of the world." Just like the things that grow on the ground, the animals, you will be subject to all of these problems. Says the Pnei Yeshua that this is for somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore has to be careful that if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you should do it in the proper way. Otherwise you'll be in danger. Amar Abelazar called Dabat Tzisrael. Anyone who lives in Tzisrael Shari B'lay Oven is free of sin. Shenemar Obayoyim Shekein Chalisi. He won't be sick from sins. Hamayoshaba people who live there. Nasa Oven Amalei Ravala Rashi Anan B'soivli Manayim Snina. We learn that the pasuk is speaking about Eretz Yisrael, not speaking about Eretz Yisrael, but we're saying that person who is a sick person, and the Torah is telling us that chas v'shalom, if somebody is not well, the Torah is teaching us that one should accept whatever punishment HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever disease HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on him. So sort of Sefer Yalkut Yeshua explains that there are two types of Averis. There's an Averu called Chet, which represents an Aveiro of an Odom L'Chaveiroi. And then there's Aveiros which are called Ovoim. Ovoim are Aveiros which are Ben Odom L'Mokum. Says the Gemara, Kol Ador B'Etz Yisrael Sholi B'Loi Ovin. Somebody who lives in Etz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at away at the Aveiros that he might have done, which are B'Aveiros Ben Odom L'Mokum. In Chutz La'aretz, one does not have that schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should ignore the Averis that are Bein Adam L'makom. Amar Avanan, Kala Kav Betz Yisrael, anyone who's buried in Etz Yisrael, Kilo Kav Tachas Mizbeach, is buried as if he's buried directly under the Mizbeach. K'siv Hocha, because the Pasuk says, Mizbeach Adama Ta'asali, V'k'siv Hosom, and regarding Etz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'chiper ad masoy amai. So I saw that the Mashal explains why is it that person who's buried in Etz Yisrael is like buried under the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach represents the epitome of Kedusha v'Tahara. So somebody who is buried in Etz Yisrael is buried in a place of Kedusha v'Tahara. And that's how he has a kapara. Ula Avarogad Avasolach Etz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, the Ula used to travel often from Bavot Etz Yisrael, back and forth. And Noch Nafshi B'Chutz La'aretz. And it turned out that he died in Chutz La'aretz. Also Amalei L'Rabbi Elazar. And they reported to Rabbi Elazar that Ula passed away in Chutz La'aretz. Amma Ant Ula, you Ula Al Adma Tamei Thomas, you didn't have the schus of being Niftin Etz Yisrael. You were Niftin Chutz La'aretz and Adama Tamei. Even though he died in Chutz La'aretz, they said they're bringing his coffin to Etz Yisrael. Amalhem said, Rabbi Elazar, even though it's a big schus and it's a big madrega to be buried in Etz Yisrael, still, ain't a diamond cult of B'chayim, it's still not the same if somebody dies in Etz Yisrael, L'cult of L'achamisa, that they only bring him to Etz Yisrael after he passes away. Because, explains the Maral, we just learned that a person who dies, the person who lives in Etz Yisrael, is there below oven, shari below oven. So somebody was nifted in Etz Yisrael, then he has the schus of Etz Yisrael, he has the schus of an Etz Yisrael to that he will, of Etz Yisrael, that he should have kaparas avonis. Of course, the question, some say it's connected to the question of, is there a mitzvah, is the schus, that because he has the mitzvah of living in Etz Yisrael. The Rambam, even though he brings down this Gemara, does not count as one of the Taryag mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Yishuv Etz Yisrael. However, the Ramban says that the pasuk that says, V'arashtem es aretz v'yishavtem bo, teaches us there's a mitzvah, the raisa, to live even b'zman hazeh in Etz Yisrael. We learned in the Mishnah, if a man wishes to go to live in Etz Yisrael, and his wife refuses, he could divorce her without paying a ksuba. And we learned it goes vice versa as well. If the wife wants to move to Etz Yisrael, and her husband refuses, she can insist that she wants to get divorced, and he has to pay the ksuba. Tosfos, quote the Rav Maskil who Oimran, Kuf Yudam Abayis, says that this halacha was not applicable in his day. He said that in his time, a spouse cannot insist on moving to Etz Yisrael since it was very dangerous to travel to Etz Yisrael. Furthermore, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, says that in his time, it was very difficult to observe all of the mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz, Shumit, the Trumas, and Maisris, and therefore one doesn't have to live in Etz Yisrael. And therefore, the flaw, based on that, Tosfos says that the only person who should live in Etz Yisrael is a Yerushimayim who will be careful to fulfill all the mitzvahs that are Tluyos Ba'aretz. Moreover, the Miltstoker says that one should not move to Etz Yisrael unless he has an established source of income to support his family. Because he says if a person doesn't have a panasa, then it could lead him to not act the way a Jew is supposed to act. And moreover, he says that one who has a panos in Chutz Laaretz has no right to move to Eretz Yisrael and say, well, I live in Eretz Yisrael based on Stockholm. Digris Moshe makes a very interesting point. He says, even according to the opinions that say that there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael today, he says it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. We know there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvah chiyuvis and mitzvah chiyumis. Mitzvah chiyuvis is a mitzvah that we're obligated to do. We're obligated to put on tefillin every day. Mitzvah chiyumis is a mitzvah that if we fulfill that mitzvah, we get a mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, even the opinions that hold that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's only a mitzvah chiyumis, not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Gemara in Yaakov says, here we see that Ula traveled back and forth from Bavel to Yisrael. But didn't we learn that Rabbi Yehuda said that one who lives in Bavel should remain in Bavel? So the Yaakov answers that the Gemara itself answers the question. Because the Gemara says that it's only a person if he moves from Bavel and remains permanently in Eretz Yisrael. But as the Gemara indicated, Ula traveled back and forth. That even Rabbi Yehuda will agree is permissible. Ha'ugavra the nafla yavama bechazar. There was a person who a yavama fell to him in bechazar. His brother who died in bechazar, which was a chutz laretz. And he had left over, he died without children. His wife needed yibum. Also came to Rav Chanina, and he came to Rav Chanina. What should he do? Amalei, ma'al meches liyabma. May I go to Chutz Laaretz to do yibum? Amalei, achav nas v'kutas. Your brother married a woman in Chutz Laaretz, umeis, and he passed away there. Baruch hamakom shahargoy. That's why he said he was punished that he should die without children because he lived in Chutz Laaretz. V'hu yered achrav, and then he says to him, and now you want to follow suit? You shouldn't have to follow suit. A person should not move from Eretz Yisrael. And that, Tosfos points out, that even though Chazal teaches us that one may leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz to get married, he says that's only permissible in a case where he intends to move back to Eretz Yisrael. The Marit says that if a person doesn't have a wife and there's no other way for him to get a wife but by moving to Chutz Laaretz, such an individual, says the Marit, may move to Eretz Yisrael. But this brother had a wife in Eretz Yisrael. If you have a wife in Eretz Yisrael, you have no right to move to Chutz Laaretz just to do the mitzvah of Yibam. Says the Gemara, as we've been learning, one may not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel. Kach also lotzes me Bavel shar rotzes. One may not leave Bavel to go to other countries because, as we mentioned earlier, Bavel is the place where they had all the yeshivas. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tavayu, a field of Pumadisla Bekuvi. One may not go from Pumadisla to Bekuvi because, again, Pumadisla was where they had the yeshiva. Says the Gemara, who did nothing from Pumadisla to Bekuvi? There was a person that moved from Pumadisla to Bekuvi, Shamte Reb Yosef. And Reb Yosef put him to Cherim. Who did nothing from Pumadisla to Stonya? Shochev passed away. Omar Abaya. So Abaya said regarding this person, had he wanted, he could have stayed alive. If he would have stayed in the Mokum Torah, then he would have survived. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tavayu, Shemesh Bavel, the people who are Talmid Chachamim, people who live in Bavel but act appropriately, Eretz Yisrael Kultuson. Shemesh B'Shar says Bavel Kultuson will be absorbed. Says the Gemara, Mai. What does that mean? Ilem L'Yuchsin, they mean that the people who have a strong Yichus in Bavel may marry women from Eretz Yisrael because. And the people from other countries can marry women of Yichus from Bavel, As the but says the that can't be pshat. All countries are compared to a dough. A dough is a food that the Gemara uses as an example of, which is a mixture. And all countries of the world are secondary to Eretz Yisrael in their yichus. Eretz Yisrael kis labavel. So we see that Eretz Yisrael is a higher level yichus, not Eretz Yisrael. Elin yekfura, that the people from Bavel who acted appropriately when they're buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael will absorb them, and the people in other countries which are further from Eretz Yisrael, but they're closer to Bavel, will be buried in Bavel. Arav Yudah Kol Adav Bavel, anyone who lives in Bavel is Keilu Dor Eretz Yisrael. It's as if he's live. It's as if he's living in Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar Hoyt Siyim. He multi. The pasuk says the people who are living in Bavel, Yoshvei Beis Bavel. The people who are living in Bavel, that's as if they are living in Eretz Yisrael. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained. The Gemara Masechta Brachos says, Amr Leila Rabbi Yochanan. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Ikas Savi Be Bavel. They're elderly people in Bavel. So he says, says the Gemara, Tom of Amr, he didn't understand, how's that possible? Doesn't the pasuk say, L'man yirbu yamechem v'vimei v'nechem al adoma, that in Eretz Yisrael nana chutz l'aretz? Says the Gemara, Kivin the Amrilei, Mekadmei mechashkei l'bei k'nishta, they get up early and they go to sleep late to go to yeshiva. Says the Gemara, Hanan da hanim lei. So that's pshat in this Gemara. The people who live in Bavel, but Bavel, as we're learning, and our shir is the place where they had the yeshivas, the place where they had the bati knesses, the place where they had the bati midrashas, is considered as if they're living. Is considered as if they're living in Eretz Yisrael. And I saw here the Gemara says that people from Bavel they're absorbed in Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer Lakutei Basar Lakutei says that these people, even if they die in Bavel and they're buried in Bavel, then the Shamas are buried, travel to Yisrael. Amr Abaya, Naktinan, we have a Kabbalah. Bavel lechazi chevel Mashiach. In Bavel, they will not experience the chevel Mashiach. Tergma, so Abaya says, what does he mean? Ahutzel de Benyamin. That's going to be a place that won't experience the chevel Mashiach. The Karle, and in fact, that place is called Karna de Shizifta. It's the place that will be Shizifta, the place that will be saved from the Chevli Mashiach. Because, explain the Achroinim, the point of the Chevli Mashiach is to separate from Klai Yisrael the Mamzerim. But as we just learned, Bavel is a place of great Yichus, and therefore they don't have to have the Chevli Mashiach. Amar B'loza Meisim B'chutz L'aretz. Meisim who are buried in Chutz L'aretz, Ein Achayim. Shnema V'tzvati Tzvi Be'etz Chayim. Eretz Tzivyoni Boy, the land that I love, Eretz Yisrael, Mesa Echayim. The people who pass away there will have Tchiyas HaMesim. However, Ain't Tzivyoni Boy, if it's the place that I don't care for, Ain't Mesa Echayim, they won't have Tchiyas HaMesim. Ask the Gemara, Moser Rabba Bamamo, the Pasuk says, Yichyu Mesechem, the Velos Yikumim, my love, Yichyu Mesechem, is referring to the Mesim Sheba Eretz Yisrael. The Nevelos Yikumim is referring to the Mason Sheba Chutz L'aretz. So it means that everybody, no matter where they passed away, will have Tchiyas HaMesim. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, how do we understand the Pasuk of Nesati Tzvi Be'eretz HaChayim? Says the Gemara, that Pasuk is a Nevuchadnezzar Udiksiv. Dom Rachmona, my sin alai Malka de Kal Kitavya, I'm going to bring on them a king who is as light as a deer, which was Nebuchadnezzar, and that they will suffer from him. I'm like Rabbi Mikra Achanidosh. I have another pasuk. Nois neshama l'amaleh ruah l'hochemba. That I'm only going to help people that live in Eretz Yisrael after Tchiyas HaMesim. But ask the Gemara v'laksiv. Then we just quote the pasuk that says Nevlosi Yikumen, that everybody has Tchiyas HaMesim. Says the Gemara, Hahu, that pasuk is coming to teach us that Benefalim Tiksiv. Even people that didn't really live life in this world, when Mashiach comes will have tchias amesim, nefalim, those that die, children that die very young. Rav Abba b'mamel, hi, nois neshama l'amalea, that says that everybody will have tchias amesim. What does he do with the pasuk that says nois neshama l'amalea, that seems to indicate that only those in chutz la'aretz will, only those in Eretz Yisrael will have tchias amesim? My ovedle, what does he do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Mebai Leik Rebavua. Damar Ravua, Fila Shivcha Kananish Bet Yisrael, even a Shivcha Kananish Bet Yisrael, Muftach Lo Yishibas Oilam Haba, is guaranteed to have Oilam Haba. Ksiv Hachal Amalea, Ksiv Hassam, regarding Avodim, Shvul Lechem Payam Mechamor, Am Hadam Ala Chamor, that everybody that lives in Eretz Yisrael will be Zoycha to have Oilam Haba. The Pasuk says, Veruach Lohochem Ba, Amr Abiyyir Ba'ama Amr Yochanan, Kol Mahalach Abba Amas Bet Yisrael, whoever walks for Amos and Yisrael, Muftach Loi, Shuben Ha'olam Haba, is guaranteed that he is going to have Olam Haba. And the Sifsei Kohen explains, the Pasuk says, V'chiper Admosoi. Admosoi stands for Dalar Amos. Somebody who walks Dalar Amos and Yisrael, V'chiper Admosoi, he is the one that's going to have Kapora. There's an interesting discussion. Who does this apply? Some say it only applies to people who are going there, who are walking in Eretz Yisrael for a Dvar Mitzvah. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even if somebody's walking in Eretz Yisrael for business purposes, for tourist purposes, it seems that he holds everybody will get, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, anybody who walks Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael will be Zoicha to Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar, Tzadikim shebechutz la'aretz ein chayim, but ask the Gemara, how can Rav Elazar suggest that people, that Tzadikim who die in chutz la'aretz won't have tchias ameisim? Rav Elazar, aydei gilgul. Yes, they will have tchias ameisim, but what's going to happen is that they're going to have to travel from, their bones will have to travel from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Maskel of Rabba, Sal of Rabba, Gilgul Tzadikim Tzaru. How is it possible to say that that's going to be the case, that the tzaddikim will have to suffer by their bones rolling? Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Mechilas Nasla Makarka. There will be tunnels that form from them, and they're going to go through the tunnels. Rashi seems to say they're not just going to go through these tunnels, rolling through the tunnels, they're actually going to be for, they're going to be walking straight through the tunnels. And the Ben Yoyada explains that that's the difference between people who are tzaddikim and people who are not tzaddikim. People who are tzaddikim will be able to go comfortably to Eretz Yisrael. Other people will not. And the Marie Bronner says that included in the group of people who will be able to go easily to Eretz Yisrael at the time of Tchias HaMesim are those individuals who wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael but somehow could never make it. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu says to his children, V'nosasanim v'metzrayim v'kvartanim v'krosam omokran dvarim begoy. Why did Yaakov Avinu want so much to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Yodei Yaakov Avinu shetzedekom ahoyah. Yaakov Avinu was a tzaddik, so certainly he'll have tchias meisim. V'im meisim shebechutz la'aretz chayim, and if as we're learning that those tzaddikim who die in chutz la'aretz Azoicha to Tchias HaMesim. So asked the Gemara, Lama Etriach Hezbonov, why did he bother his children that they should have to take him to Eretz Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, that Yaakov even was concerned, Shem Lo Yiskel Mechilas. Yes, everybody ends up with Tchias HaMesim, but he was concerned that he didn't know if he will have this special schus of going through these tunnels. Kiyotz B'davata Omer, Yishav Yosef B'nei Yisrael. Yosef made Klai Yisrael swear that they would take his bones out of Mitzrayim. Amar chanen edvarim begoy. Yedea, this is difficult to understand. Yedea Yosef atzmai. Yosef was certainly aware that tzadik amahaya. Im meisim shebechutz laretz chayim, and therefore if everybody, even who die tzadikim, when they die in chutz laretz, azoicha to tchias hameisim, the question is, lo metriach hezbonov. Why did he make that his children should have to carry him through the midbar to Eretz Yisrael? Again, Yosef was concerned. Shemalo Yiskel Mechilus. Shalch Leachui LeRabba. Rabba's brothers sent to Rabba, and they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted the Rabba to come live with them in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Yedeya Yaakov Tzadikoyim. Ilfa Moshe Dvarim. He says, Ilfa added the following. There was a man that wanted to marry a certain woman, and he wanted to go to Chutz La'aretz to marry her. Here, now that he heard how even Yaakov Avinu was concerned about dying and being buried in Chutz La'aretz, Gilgal ba'atzmai, he held back and he did not marry that woman ad yom ma'aseh until he died in order to avoid living in Eretz Yisrael. So they sent to him, even though you're a great Talmud Chacham, and you'll come here to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll have the opportunity to learn by Rav. Now, maybe you won't have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh lecha Rav. There is somebody that you can learn from in Eretz Yisrael, Oman Rabbi Yochanan. Vim ein at ha'oila, hizor b'shlosh dvarim. They said, if you won't move to Eretz Yisrael, be careful with the following three things. Al tarab yeshiva, don't sit too much. She yeshiva koshla tachtonis. That could cause hemorrhoids. Val tarab amida, don't stand too much. Shamida koshla leiv, it's hard on the heart. Val tarab alicha, don't walk too much. Shalicha koshla naim, it's hard on the eyes. El shlish be yeshiva, spend a third of your time sitting. Shlish be amida, a third of your time spent standing. Shlish be hilach, and a third of your time spent walking. Call yeshiva shalem smicha. But he said, if you're sitting and you don't have what to lay back on, lean on, amida nachemen, it's better to stand. Ask the Gemara, but how can you say that standing is good? Amida sakadatach, haven't we just learned, v'amart, amida koshal alev, standing is not good for the heart? El yeshiva shebe smicha, if you're sitting without something to lean on, Amida sheyesh by smicha, standing and leaning on something, noich is better, noich yimena is better than this. Of course, the Mefarshim tried to understand what does this mean. So I saw that the Margolis Hayom explains that one of the differences between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz was in Eretz Yisrael they learned standing, and in Chutz La'aretz they learned sitting. And that's what it said, yeshiva sheyesh by smicha, learning in Eretz Yisrael, even though it involves needing to stand on time, and Shiva Shem B'smicha sitting in Chutz La'aretz and not having the schus of Eretz Yisrael, Amida, even though when you're learning Eretz Yisrael, you need to stand the whole time, but the schus of learning in Eretz Yisrael, Noichi Mena, is so much more powerful, it's so much more powerful and something that one should try to take advantage of. Says the Gemara, Amru, Yisk v'shimav ha'ishyo, dova achad. The brothers of Rava sent him the following message. Halach k'rab Yehuda b'praydus. The halach is like k'rab Yehuda regarding a mule. The Tanya b'Yehuda ima, prayda, a mule, which is a combination of a horse and a donkey, shetava, that wants to have relations, ema b'inala, we can't allow to have relations, loy sus, loy chamor, not a horse and not a donkey, because it is a combination of both of these animals, and therefore having relations with the other type of animal is klayim. Ella, the only type of animal it could have relations with it, is mina, with another mule. Amram Nachman Yitzchak, Zariv Yitzchak ben Nafcha. When we said these three individuals, when we speak about Yitzchak, we mean Rav Yitzchak Nafka. When we speak about Shimon, it means Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Ramalei Rish Lakish. And Oishia, when we speak about Oishia, that's Rabbi Oishia Barabi. Amar Belaza, Amei Aretz and Echayim. The Amei Aretz will not have Tchias HaMesim. Shinema Mesim Bal Yichyu. Those people remain dead. Tanya Namihachi, the Pasuk says, Mason by Yichu, Yoch Lakol. You would think that all of them will not have Tchias HaMesim. Tamaloimer, reformed by Yakuma. Which individuals? Bamarpa Atzma Medaber Torah Kosmedaber. People who don't connect themselves to Torah. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Nichla Marai Demarat Lahacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy that you should speak about Klal Yisrael that way. Says the Mara, who are the people that will not have Tchis HaMesim? Ahu b'mrapa atzmai avaris kacham t'ksiv. It's talking about somebody who connects himself to Avodah Zarah. Amalei mikra achani darish t'ksiv, ki tal oiris talecha, v'eretz refoim tapel. Kol mishtamish b'oir Torah, anyone who learns Torah or Torah mechayeyu, he will be the people that will have Tchis HaMesim through the Torah that they learned. But somebody who doesn't learn Torah, so he doesn't have the Or Torah that he doesn't have the Or Torah that will bring him back to Tchis HaMesim. The Rabbi Chanan of Asman explains, says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that they're going to be punished because they did Betel Torah, because they didn't learn Torah. Rather, explains Rabbi Chanan, what the Gemara says is that a prerequisite for Tchias HaMesim is learning Torah. And a person who didn't learn Torah will not have Tchias HaMesim. Kivin Dechazia, when Rabbi Elazar saw Rabbi Yochanan Mekstar, where he was upset what Rabbi Elazar said about the Amaratzim, Amalei Rabbi Matzos Lahem Takonim Na Torah. I found a way how the Amei Oretz could be Zoichet Tchias HaMesim. Because the Pasuk says, and of course, the question is: can one connect to the Shechina? V'ksiv, doesn't the pasuk describe the Shechina? The Shechina is a fire. Ella, to teach us, called Messi Bitl Talmud Chacham. Anyone who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, v'oisa pragmatio Talmud Chacham, does business with Talmud Chachamim, the Mahana Talmud Chacham Nachasov, and he helps out Talmud Chacham. Malal of a kasuk, the pasuk says the kasuk considers that kilamadabik b'shchina. And again, the same question arises: is it possible to be connected to the shchina? It's fire. It's something that's not tangible. Rather, teaches the Gemara, called Masih Bital Tamut Chacham, voice of Paramakil Tamut Chacham, the Mahana Tamid Chacham and the Chosov, Malo of Akosov, the Pasuk considers him Kilu Medabik Bishkina, as if he's connected to the Shkina. And the Sefer Shar Mitzvah Balacha, explains that where we see this from Yisroi. Yisroi was a priest, but the way he treated Moshe Rabbeinu, he has a parsha in the parsha of the Torah on his name. So the Sefer Darkei David says, so what does this have to do with the Amei Oretz? So it says, the Amei Oretz, as we've been learning in our Gemara, are those who haven't learned Torah. But if they support those who learn Torah, and they help the Talmid Chachamim should be able to learn Torah, as the Gemara says, that they do business with the Talmid Chachamim, they are considered as if they learned. And since then it's considered as if they learned, they are considered, they will have Tchias HaMesim. And the Divrei Shaul explains that we know Chazal teach us that Ein Lo Elah Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have in this world Ela Dalat Amos Shalocha Bilvad. In other words, the entire existence of the world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the world exist is only because people learn Torah. So this person who helped that Torah should be learned is the one that makes that the world should be able to exist. Since he's the one that makes that the world should be able to exist, he will have Tchias HaMesim. Amar Rebchiba Yosef, Asirim Tzadikim Shem Mitzavtsin Ba'olam Yerushalayim. At the time of Tchias HaMesim, the Tzadikim will get up in Yerushalayim. Shenemar V'yitzitzu Me'ir Ke'esav Ha'aretz. They will sprout like grass. And ear means Yerushalayim. Shenemar V'netzoisi Al He'ir Azois. When the Pasuk says this, it means that ear always means Yerushalayim. And what the Pasuk said, what I saw that the Mefarshim explained, that people who are buried in Yerushalayim, that's why there's such a point to be buried in Yerushalayim, because those who are buried in Yerushalayim say, will have a very easy experience when it comes to Tchias HaMesim. Baruch Hiba Yosef Asim Tzadikim Shiyamdu B'Mavsheim. Tzadikim by Tchias HaMesim will get up in their clothing. Kav Chayim Mechita. as we see a kernel of wheat. Machita shenigbar aruma, when the seed is buried, there's nothing around it. Yotz b'kama vushim, but there are many peels around the kernel of wheat. Tzadikim shenigbar v'moshayim. So certainly tzadikim who are buried in the tachrichim. That's how Tosfos learns. Others seem to learn that v'moshayim doesn't mean their clothing. V'moshayim means with their midas tovus. And tzaddikim who live their lives with these wonderful midos, they will get up for Tchias HaMeisim with those wonderful midos. V'amar Abchiba Yosef, I say that Tzisrael Shetoytzi Gulgusos V'Kli Mils. Tzisrael will produce bread, baked bread and beautiful clothing. Shenema Yehi Pasas Bar Baretz. And as I saw that our flaw explains, that we know because of the Aveira of Adam HaRishon, there was a curse, the Koitz V'Dadu Tatzmiach Lach, that the land will produce thorns. But a person who lives the way he's supposed to live will be Zoicha, that Klola, that he was cursed, will be reversed. And that's what the Ben Ish Chai and the Sefer Ben Yoyod explains, that we find that Yaakov Avinu was mispalel for Nosalim Lechol Ubege Lilbash. And the question is very obvious. Yaakov Avinu had nothing else to ask for other than for food and clothing. The answer is Yaakov Avinu was asking for the food and clothing that we will have in Mashiach, that will be ready-made food and ready-made clothing when Mashiach comes from Herab Yameinu.